You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson and this is episode 130. My guest today is Juana, and as you know, if you listen to this show a lot, when I have a guest on the show, the guest brings a dream that I haven't heard before, I know nothing about, and we just plunge in. You hear the dream as I hear it, and of course, you then hear the follow-on discussion, the interpretation, the dream alchemy. You get to hear how Juana responds to the dream and how it relates to her life. This is quite a long dream. It's a very, very interesting dream. It's a great story, and as you listen to it, I'd like you to listen out as I do as I'm listening to the dream. Listen out and see if you can notice recurring themes. See if certain words jump out at you, and if they do, see if those words or similar words come up again as you listen to a dream, because this is one way to begin to look at a dream, and this is actually a really good dream to practice that on. So listen to the dream, enjoy the story, wonder what it means, look for the themes, look for repeating words or similar kind of words or feelings, and then stay with us for what it all means. Before we go on and listen to that bit, which obviously we've just finished recording, otherwise I wouldn't be able to do this introduction and tell you what the dream is about. Of course, I'm going to point you towards my two websites. For those of you that would like to either look at the free resources there or consult me individually about your dream without everybody listening in, when of course we can go a little bit deeper and explore a little bit more about what's actually happening in your life. And one way you might want to do that is to become a member. We do have a membership thing happening now, which means that price-wise everything works out much easier for you and gives you a lot more flexibility. So I won't say any more than that. Just go to www.dream.net.au and you can find out about memberships and you can explore all the other resources and everything there. Or go to my blog at janetheresa.com. That's Theresa without an H. And of course, there's always Facebook. Anyway, the most important thing, what you're really here to do, is to listen to Juana's dream and the interpretation. So here you go. Welcome to the Dream Show, Juana.
Oh, hi, thank you.
How are you? It's this morning for me. How are you this evening? Because I think you're in the United States, aren't you?
Yes, it's 4 p.m. here. I'm very good, thanks.
And I know, because I, of course, never know what dream a person is going to bring onto the show, but while we were setting up the recording just now, you did say to me that when you asked to be a guest on the show, you had a particular dream in mind, but then last night you had a dream that you thought, this is the dream I'm going to bring to the show. And I was just saying to you, Juana, that happens quite a lot with our guests. It's, they come with one dream and then it's almost like, well, I've had this dream last night, this is the one for the dream show. So yeah. Tell me all about your dream. Let's begin.
Okay, I'm going to read it here. I was in my dream a tall and handsome family man. I was on vacation with my kids, and all kinds of difficulties happened to us on the trip, dangerous ones. I can't remember the dream very well, but this is what I can remember. Every time I would overcome a challenge, there was a woman that was tall and gorgeous with blonde hair. She was congratulating me for passing the test, as if the whole thing was a game, but it was not. I could die in the game. Mm-hmm. I vaguely remember the presence of two female relatives of mine, as if they were there trying to help me, giving me clues not to fall into the traps of the game. Actually, the traps were coming from another woman. The dangerous woman was my ex-girlfriend. She was a psycho. She was insane, crazy. She was preparing all sorts of unbelievable scenarios for me to fall into. There was an island where she resides, like it was her island. That was the most dangerous place on the vacation. I went there, but I had to support, I had the support of these two relatives of mine, and they were congratulating me every time I would overcome her traps, her challenges. There was an episode with the kids, and there was a large round tub. I don't know who we was, but I wasn't doing this alone. Mm-hmm. We gave the kids a bath in the tub, all the kids at the same time. There were many. I didn't see actually the kids. They were like, the image was like little shadows. I know they were kids because they were small mm-hmm. in the water. And I think, one of those dangerous traps from this dangerous woman began at that moment, and I left the place to fight and save myself. I succeeded, and the woman that runs everything congratulated me again. But then I realized we left the kids in the water since yesterday alone. There were many kids, not only mine, and we tried to go back to find out if they survived from the previous day, and they were abandoned in the water. So I had the feeling that that the fact that what that test that I passed was not actually the trap, but the trap was to leave the kids, to make me go out of that place where I was taking care of them.
I understand, yeah.
At some point, I was with my girlfriend from the future. I want to say that she was my actual girlfriend because she was at vacations with me and my family, but in the dream, I thought she was my future girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was also trying to help me and warning me and advising me where to go and what to do. We think we passed the final test, and something that was very difficult and challenging, and we made it. We defeat that evil ex-girlfriend, and she will no longer bother us. We feel very successful. I was like as if I was saved from a fire from happening, something like that. I find myself back in that island, feeling safe because my ex had died already.
Mm.
I think I went there only for closure, like to unplug the game or looking for something that it left beyond. I don't know why exactly I went back there, but I found that she was there alive, laughing evilly, like an evil laugh, because the real final trap was to make me go back there to the island, feeling that she was defeated, believing that she was defeated. I noticed three big tall chimneys, like those you don't find in the cities, but on those isolated areas, like going on the road and the field from manufacturers. There was fire coming out of the chimneys, and I understand that that fire coming out from the chimneys will be the source of the big fire that she was planning to create in the island. She would die, but I would die with her. And I had no one to help me because they all think I'm safe. In fact, nobody knew that I was on the island at the moment. My future girlfriend grabs a rock and throws it from the land to the island. It was as if she was trying to destroy any left vestige from my ex and all the difficulties she caused to us. So she was trying to forget and destroy all that past, and she threw that rock. She didn't know I was there with her, with my ex. The rock hit the ground on the island some levels before where I was standing, and the chimneys were all covered in fire. The ground was inside filled with fire, so it only took the hit of one rock for the island to fall apart below my feet, and I knew I was dying. Mm. And I woke up.
Wow. And you were alive.
when I woke up, I'm sorry.
Go on. Go on.
No, when I woke up, I just realized that the three women, my ex, my future girlfriend, and the woman that runs the place or the game, they were identical, physically identical.
That's very interesting. They were physically identical. What a fantastic dream, Juana. There's a lot in here, as you can see, and I'm just going to go to the, you know, key points as we work through this. But I'm so glad that you chose to bring this dream today. It's going to be very helpful to you and to everyone listening in, I think. Just a few questions first. I mean, I understand that it's a really key point at the end that the ex-girlfriend, the future girlfriend, and the one that was going through and setting the game challenges looked physically identical. But during the dream, this ex-girlfriend, for example, was she totally a dream figure, or did she remind you of someone in your life?
Not someone in my life. She looks a little bit like an actress that at some point I think I mentioned my husband. I like her physically. And every time she shows in a movie or something, my husband said, hey, here is the actress you think she's beautiful. She was not exactly like her, but similar.
Okay, so when you think of that actress, whose name you can't remember at the moment, and you think, oh, she's physically beautiful, how else would you describe her personality? The actress and the kind of roles that she portrays, or how you think of her at the moment, how would you describe her personality?
She is feminine, but she doesn't lose braveness by being feminine. Like, she can wear skirts, but she's strong and active, and she has, like, cutting edges in the face, like bony.
That's a good... Strong, yeah. So she, to encapsulate what you said there, Juana, she's feminine and doesn't lose the braveness by being feminine. She's strong, so she's not a vulnerable feminine character. She is feminine and without losing strength. That's what you're saying about her.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a wonderful dream. What you've got there, amongst other things, is and you encapsulated this at the beginning too, Juana. You said it was a kind of like a game, and it kept playing, and there were different traps that you had to make sure that you didn't fall into. So there was a kind of a repeat going through the dream, which was, okay, here's one game. Are you going to fall into the trap, or are you going to be successful with overcoming this one? Here's another one, here's another one, here's another one. And although the games were different and you were largely successful until we don't know what happened at the end, which we'll go into, the dream is long because it's got that repeating motif in it. So when we have a dream and it's got a repeating scenario, it's what we will often call, in one sense, a recurring motif. It's the same kind of scenario going over. So we can kind of roll that all into one and say that this dream is about how you approach a feeling of challenge in your life, and whether you're successful and whether you're not, and all the dangers to do with that. But we're still going to look at some of the individual things. What I love about, I love lots of things about your dream, Juana, but what I particularly love is that observation you made at the end, that the three characters, the evil, insane ex-girlfriend, the beautiful, helpful, warning, advising future girlfriend, and the one that takes you through, the one that's devised the game, all look very similar. So it's almost as if, and of course, everyone and everything in a dream represents something about you. So there's almost a sense that we've got the past encapsulated by the ex-girlfriend. Now, this is in no way to say that you are evil, insane, so far from it, but just rest with the thought at the moment that in somewhere in your dreaming mind, she represents the past. Then you have the one taking you through the games at the moment, which represents the present, and the beautiful future supportive girlfriend moving into the, because you see her as a future girlfriend, even though she's in the dream, is you moving into the future. So what we get from this is there's a sense of a pivotal point of change for you at the moment, and you're processing this in your dreams. So it's almost like I'm moving from the past into the future, as we all are, but there's sometimes in our lives when we're more tuned into this. And what you're feeling at the moment, in essence, is that it's almost as if this is a game. There are a set of challenges, and to move forward to this beautiful sense, like that lovely future girlfriend, the energy she's got, to move myself into that kind of feeling, it feels like I've got to meet these challenges and overcome it. It feels like there's danger there. And we're going to be going into what some of those things are. Now, remember that the dream always reflects the last 2 days, and your dream was last night. So as we look at this dream, we're primarily looking at the last couple of days, Juana. And of course, as we're processing the last couple of days, we reflect further back into our past and in our future, which is what your dream's doing. But we're mostly looking at the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. Okay, so far?
Yeah.
Now, there's also a lot of children in your dream. And the moment there are a lot of children, it can mean a number of things. But in your dream, because there are so many children too, it's got that feeling of, you know, the children are the new things in our life and our world. They're new potential ways of being. And my feeling about the children in your dream is this is you bringing up new aspects that you wish to take into your future. So that's why it's really important about the children there too. I did have another question at this stage. You know, you said that there were two female relatives of yours that were trying to help and give you clues.
Yeah.
Are they actual relatives or dream relatives?
Yes, yes.
They're actual relatives from your life?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. Could you describe the personality of those relatives? Maybe start with the first one. They're both female, aren't they?
They both are female. I can describe. They're both very hard workers, like an aunt that works over and over, like very hard workers. One of them puts herself a little bit in the victim role, and she can't really figure out many times how to turn her luck around. She's very dedicated to her family as well.
Yeah.
The other one, sometimes I find she's a little opinionated, like not giving the benefit of the doubt about, we're talking about others.
Yes.
But she has an optimistic approach to challenges and illnesses or all sorts of difficulties. And sometimes I find her a little rustic, like not too refined for me to
speak. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. And that's they're very good descriptions, because in the dream they're the two that are trying to help you and trying to give you clues. So there's that feeling, okay, so we've got the basic dream, which is here I am, I've got kids, right at the top of the dream there are kids. That means I've got something new in my life I'm trying to achieve and bring through here, but I have a sense of danger and I have to work out how to overcome these challenges. So there's that feeling in the last couple of days in your life, whereas I'm really ready to go forward with something new here. But my overall feeling is there's a sense of danger. Can I play the game right? Now, it's not just a game like a computer game, you know. It's more like the game of life. And I know of people listening in, some people will say, yes, the game of life, I understand that. And other people listening in will say, that's a bit trite to call life a game, isn't it? But, you know, I think at the deepest level, life is it's a game in the sense of it's how you play it. It's discovering the rules, the clues, the ways to get through, the ways to evolve, and that's the essence of your dream there. So we have that feeling that at the moment you're feeling, I want to move forward to a new place, but I have a sense of danger. And it's wonderful that you have these two blonde people, you know, giving you success, saying, wonderful success every time you meet a challenge and you overcome it, because what that tells us is there's a part of yourself, two parts of yourself that are really right in there and barracking for you. Yay, Juana, you've done it. That's really fantastic. Now, the clues are coming from two relatives, and we'll go into that in a bit more detail. But when we have a dream and it's a key issue and we bring in either a childhood home or relatives from our, you know, relatives, people that have been with us through our lives for a long time, we can be pretty sure that those relatives represent experiences from your past or beliefs that you, you know, family beliefs that you've taken on or family approaches to life. And so what I get from your dream is the fact that these two relatives are there trying to help and give you clues. It's like, you know, at least unconsciously, Wana, that the clues that you need to pick up on about how to play the game of life to get through what you see as risky or dangerous and get to that safer place, the clues are in the kind of beliefs that you got from your upbringing, which is encapsulated in these two relatives in the dream, because they're trying to give you the clues. It's like, yeah, Wana, you know, this is how our family thinks. This is the clue. This is, remember this as you go through this challenge.
Okay.
All right. And so a couple, winding those, your dream didn't go one relative, it went two. So we've got to kind of bundle those together there. And you've got hardworking, you've got dedicated, you've got a potential victim role, you've got opinionated as in not giving the benefit of the doubt, and you've got an optimism on getting through challenges, particularly illnesses and things, and you've also got maybe not so refined. So in amongst there are some of the beliefs of your upbringing, which have been indoctrinated into you, as they are to all of us, and they're the clues to look at as you go through life. So when you think, oh, I don't feel safe about this thing I'm coming up to now, look back to those kind of qualities. You know, oh, I don't know what they are myself, but they may be things like you've got to be a hard worker. So maybe when you're thinking that life is dangerous ahead, you're thinking, oh, but it's going to be so much hard work. You know, maybe you've been programmed to believe that you've got to work hard. You couldn't have it working easier, you know. Another one, maybe because you say one of the relatives is opinionated, in other words, she doesn't give the benefit of the doubt, it may be that you, to some extent, don't give yourself or the situation the benefit of the doubt sometimes. You know, your doubts might be, oh, this is dangerous, this is risky, making a change in my life. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. Those are some of the things just to look at there. But I really want to move on with the main part of the dream. How are we going so far?
Very good, thanks.
Okay. Now, I just want to return briefly to that feeling that we've got the three women in the dream, the one that represents the past, the evil, insane one, the one that represents the present, which is really the master of the game, and the one that represents the future, which is the future girlfriend. And the fact that you see them all as a bit like this actress, and you define this actress as feminine without and brave, you know, feminine without losing anything. In other words, a strong feminine presence. And I think there are so many women in the world that are trying to work out how to do that one these days. You know, we've been through feminism, we've been through all of that. We don't really quite want it like that. We just want to be natural and feminine and strong and really bring all those qualities into the fore and be in the world in a wonderful way, you know, to fully express ourselves without apology for being female. That's the kind of feeling I get from you there. And you're working out how to do that. And you also have the sense with this ex-girlfriend in the dream who represents the past, you know, you said she's insane. So it's almost that feeling like dreams go for high drama, Wana, you know, but it's almost like elements of my past have been insane. They've been madness. You know, they have felt like evil to some extent. You know, I am so ready for a change. There's that feeling. And then there's a feeling with you at the moment is, look, life's a game and there are some supreme challenges to overcome here, but there is a sense of danger. And what I'd like to do with that feeling in the present is remind you of that feminine, strong energy. So it's, yeah, life is a game, but if we take that feminine, strong energy through there, there's no need to think of danger. There's no need to think of risk. It's just taking that confident feeling into the future, because we know this because in your dream, Wana, the girlfriend in the future, well, we'll go into that rock throwing bit, but the girlfriend in the future has all those lovely qualities. She's helpful, she can warn you, she can advise you, so she's really quite a character of safety. You feel safe with her right up to the end of the dream, and we'll address that in a minute. So we've really got this feeling of danger versus safety running through your dream. That is the big thing that you're trying to work out. Now, another thing that I noticed in the dream is that this thing about the island. You know, did you say that just some of the challenges were on the island or all of the challenges on the island?
Some of them, but that was the dangerous place.
That was the most dangerous place, yeah. Okay, because an island is a place which, you know, to state the obvious, is on its own. It's not part of the... It's not part of the mainland. When you go to an island, it's also very difficult to get off it. You've got to wait for the boat or the plane or whatever. So an island can be quite an isolated place. And when you said island, I began to think, oh, maybe there's elements here of isolation or feeling on your own. But I was listening to the dream, and as you went, not far after that, you know, you felt it was the ultimate challenge and the kids were in the bath and you left to fight and save yourself. And then you realized, no, the trap was that the kids are alone in the water. And so there was that word alone. And I thought, yeah, we've got the island, which is like a sense of being apart and being alone and being isolated. And then we've got this recognition that, oh, my goodness, the big thing is that the kids are alone in the water. And then you went further and you said they were abandoned the previous day in the water, had they survived. Now, just before that, you'd left the island to save yourself. So we've got that feeling of being saved again. Save myself, had they survived. So there's this deep thread, and we're going to go deeper still, but there's this deep thread here of touching some emotion or feeling in you of feeling either alone or abandoned. So it's... will reflect somewhat in the last couple of days, but it probably goes back a long way in your childhood. So there's a sense of wanting to move forward in your life in some way, and perhaps in a different way, I'm not sure, but underlying this, part of the feeling of the risk or the danger is a sense of, will I be alone? Will I be isolated? And it's got a, will I be abandoned? Can I survive this? There's that kind of thread there. Are we going okay so far?
Yes, very good.
Okay. And obviously at that point, there's this key thing. I really want to survive myself. Now, so we then say this island was created. This island was the island of the past. You know, this belonged to the insane woman, even though the present day woman was creating the games. So you're really revisiting this island of the past to look at all those things. So we're now going like, the past was insane, it was madness, I had elements of feeling abandoned or feeling alone, and I feel when I move forward, these are the things that I need to address or overcome, I need to feel safe, I need to survive. And from there, almost, although there's so much in your dream, the next thing that really jumps out in your dream for me was those chimneys, you know, the three chimneys? Because you also described those as isolated. I wrote down isolated. I don't get a lot of time to write down a lot when I'm listening to a dream, but I wrote down three chimneys isolated. So again, we're coming back to that feeling of isolation and alone. And again, you described them as not in the city, but apart from the city. And interestingly, Juana, you also described the chimneys as like those manufacturing chimneys. So I don't know whether there's a link there with the hard-working family and manufacturing, or whether it's more about this essence of creating something new. So I then knew, okay, Juana, it feels like in your dream we're still dealing with this feeling of isolation, which is a very brave and fantastic thing to do in a dream. And then you mentioned the fire. And you mentioned it once, you said, oh, there was fire in the chimneys. And I thought, oh, it's going to be interesting to see if there's more fire in this dream. And of course there was. The fire got stronger and stronger and stronger towards the end of the dream. And towards the end of the dream, there was a feeling that, you know, with the rock that was thrown, there was all this fire and the ground beneath your feet fell away. Now, although this felt dreadful and terrible to you in the dream, it's actually a very good thing. So stay with me on this one, okay?
Okay.
Now, the fire, the sense of the fire to me, you know, sometimes fire can have a very positive feeling, like that alchemical feeling of you have to walk through the fire, you know, a baptism of fire to come out the other side cleansed and seeing things anew. And that feeling that a fire can rip through a forest, which is a terrible thing to do, and then out of the blackened forest floor grows new life and new life begins again. So fire can have that feeling, and there is an essence of this in this dream. But raw fire, the way you've got it in your dream, to me, is a feeling of anger. And, you know, anger is one of those things that sometimes we're able to express. Sometimes we express it in ways that we wish we hadn't afterwards. Sometimes we can go into a space on our own and express it to ourselves and feel really good for getting it out of the system. And most of the time what we do when we're beautiful, sensitive people like you is we say, oh, no, look, I'll just push that away. I'll push that down inside. I shouldn't feel angry, so I'll just push that down there. I'll push it down there. Until one day it comes up in a dream, for example, and you go, wow, I didn't know there was so much there. Mm-hmm. So to me, this feeling of anger is associated with that isolation and that abandonment feeling. And this is the time in almost cleansing that feeling of that chaotic, insane past. This is the time for getting rid of that, for burning it away. And then to me, there's that feeling of, I'm so glad that those chimneys are manufacturing in a way, you know, because something's going to come out of this. And with three chimneys, what does three mean to you? Do you have a special feeling for three, Wana?
It's about 3 years I'm in a change situation in business and work, and it's not moving forward or backwards, apparently.
Okay, that's good. Don't tell me any more at the moment. That's really lovely. That tells. So there's been 3 years of a business, and that business may be manufacturing too, but 3 years of that feeling of the anger in there too. Now, if we find ways to release the anger, and in a sense, they were done at the end of the dream, but we'll come to that. It's not just releasing anger, it's recognizing it and acknowledging it. And then it's more than that. It's going, so why? Where does anger come from? Anger's one thing, but it's better to know where it comes from, because usually anger is a protective emotion that's protecting you from feeling the real emotion underneath. And in a sense, your dream did that. It went, yeah, it's isolation, it's abandonment, it's feeling alone. So that's kind of sitting in there deeply within you as well and covered up with this anger. And so there's a sense that if we can express that anger because you accept it because you understand it, and then express it in a safe place, that then allows you to accept whatever it was in the past, whether it was the last 3 years, whether it was deeper in your past, to accept those feelings of isolation and abandonment and go, yeah, that was my insane past. And the future, as your dream, and therefore your unconscious mind, clearly supports you, is, yeah, the future can be different, Wana. We just got to, you know, get through this. And that feeling of the fire in that sense can be the alchemical baptism or the forest burned away that leads you to the place where new growth, you know, all those kids in your dream can really, really take off. I want to go there to the end of the dream, because there was that sense of, oh yeah, I'm successful, I've overcome this, the evil woman is dead, I can now go back to the islands. Now, that is that feeling of, yes, in the dream, yeah, I've overcome the past, I've seen the fire, I've seen the anger, I've seen the abandonment, I can now go back and I can go onto this island and all is well, I feel safe. Her life has this kind of thing that some psychologists call the trickster. Have you ever heard of the trickster?
The trick what?
The trickster, T-R-I-C-K-S-T-E-R. It's a bit like the Joker or the clown, and it's a kind of archetype thing. And it's what occurring to me at the moment. It's what happens when anything in life where you think, yeah, I've finally done it, life will go, hee-hee-hee-hee, no, you haven't, deal with this one. Right. Now, in some psychologies, they call that the trickster. It's like, I'm going to trick you. Just when you think you're through, I'm going to get you. And that's the feeling at the end of the dream. Now, sometimes this happens to us because it's like the last vestige, the last little bit we still need to deal with. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it happens because it's like the ultimate challenge. Like, okay, you think you're so clever. You think you've got through all this stuff. I'm going to chuck you a really hard one now. You see if you can do this. And mostly because that trickster thing happens at the very last minute, mostly we find we can do it. And it's like, yay, if I can do that, I can do anything. So to me, that's the feeling of the end of your dream. It's like you were tricked into thinking, yes, she's dead. The past is gone. I can go back in there now. And it's like you get there and it's go, ha, ha, ha. No, you don't. She's still alive. And it's for you then to overcome that. So it's like the ultimate challenge. It's like, can I really, in my life, go forward knowing that whatever happens, it is going to be all right. Because I have to have that faith that even if it feels like the past is there again, I can deal with it. I don't need to know that the past is dead and gone, because knowing that the past is dead and gone, like killing off that evil, insane woman, it's like, phew, I don't have to deal with that again. It's kind of like a bit of a cop-out. Whereas if you have this feeling of, yeah, maybe she's still around, but hey, if ever I encounter her, everything's going to be okay because I am now a strong female person. You know, I can overcome any challenge. Can you see the subtle difference, Juana?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's lovely. So particularly for you, because it's that sense of the dream about you saying, I want to move forward, but there's a sense of danger. I've got to feel safe. So we want you to be able to move forward, not feeling safe because you build a fence around yourself that you're in a safe place. We want you to move forward knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with it and be safe. Mm-hmm. Right. So we now return to the end of the dream. It's like, oh, you know, you might be thinking and people listening in might be thinking, so Jane Teresa, how come that's safe, you know, being blown up on the island and having the ground fall out from under your feet? What happens there is that the girlfriend throws the rock onto the island, you know, and rock, oh, look, amongst other things, rock can be the most solid earth that you can stand on, you know, the foundation, not earth, not concrete, not soil, not brick, rock, ancient as it comes. And in a sense, your girlfriend throws that rock. It's like something that should be stable, a rock of ages, throws it onto the island, and it actually creates the opposite. Everything falls apart. You feel the ground fall apart beneath your feet, and you know that you're dying. Now, in dreams in particular, if ever you've had a dream, or if anyone listening in has had a dream where you die, you'll notice that unless you wake up at the point of death, you'll notice that the dream always continues. And what will usually happen is that you'll either step out of your dead body and go, oh, well, look at that. That's really interesting. Now, what are we going to do next? And something wonderful and different happens. Or that you find that you're not actually dead and you get up and you continue in a new way. Those are the kind of two classic ways through. Because to see yourself die or to feel yourself die in a dream is more often like the old way or some of the old ways in me are dying so that I can now move forward in a new way. Now you can combine that, Juana, with that feeling of the earth falling away beneath your feet. It's like all the foundations that I once stood on, what I understood about my life is changing. It's completely changing. The rock that I used to stand on is now causing a complete change. The old me is dying in some way. I'm going to go forward in a new way. And all this happens on an island. All this happens on a place that represents for you challenge, being alone, abandonment. All that is shifting and changing. That can only be a good thing. And there's fire everywhere. It's like, yes, this anger is being released. It's being let go. And, you know, if we could continue the dream, we might notice that when the old island is burned away, maybe something beautiful arises from the water. And maybe what is beautiful and arises from the water may then find to be connected to the mainland. I don't know. But that's the sense of that dream.
Mm-hmm.
And just one other thing, one of the, you know, you were alternately using the word the game and the trap. You know, the game was a series of traps that you had to overcome. So I think that's another thing to really look at as you go forward in life, to say with every opportunity that comes up, to just even consciously say to yourself, you know, where is the good thing in this opportunity, not where is the potential trap? Because I think that's where one of your relatives, you know, the opinionated one that's not so refined, and yet you said she was optimistic about challenges, so she probably wouldn't be looking for the trap. She'd be looking for the good thing, even though she's slow at giving the benefit of the doubt. There's some optimism there. She's got a bit of a tension of opposites there. Yeah, and through all of this, that question also of be wearing hard work. So I'm getting the feeling that you may sometimes think, ah, but the trap is there'll be a lot of hard work, you know, because both those relatives were hard working. So I'm going to stop at this point and before asking you how this relates to your life, just ask you, it being such a big dream, Juana, is there anything else in that dream that you would actually like me to address at this point?
No. We went through everything, I think.
Okay. Would you like to share what you feel able to share about how what we've talked about relates to your life and how, before we move to Dream Alchemy?
I think you went right on the spot, and like when you started talking about walking on fire, I pictured the phoenix, you know.
The phoenix, yeah.
I like that the anger comes from the isolation, where it comes from, and well, the fact that I moved out from where all my family is still sometimes a little isolated, family and friends. And yeah, that belief that only through hard work things can be achieved. I've been aware of that for quite some time. Many people, without underestimating the hard work at all, many people do great with clicking in the mouse and not necessarily carrying hard rocks around and doing heavy work.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like everything. Yeah.
So that feeling there about, you know, people doing hard work. Did you say like carrying heavy rocks around?
Right, like you know, some people. There is this idea of a hard worker in the port where it carries everything out of the boats that come. It's like the hardest work I can imagine.
Yeah. And that's interesting that you actually bring in that to illustrate it, you know, the boats in the port, because they are coming into the mainland, maybe, you know, there's that mainland and island coming in from the water. Unloading. No, it's just that I thought you said rocks. They're like carrying like hard rocks, but it must have been something else because I was going to relate it to the rock at the end of the dream. Okay, now that makes a lot of sense. Has talking about the dream, you know, you've related to it there, has talking about it begun to make you feel different about how you're going to move forward into the future?
Yes. Optimism that anything that happens, that will happen, I can deal with it.
Yeah.
And not to look at, not to expect the trap to come as if it's a for sure thing that it's going to come.
Yeah. That's.
And also that the fact that my life is changing is. What is causing my past to fall apart?
Yes.
I don't know. It's like there's apparently no other way to a real change that than past to fall apart.
Yeah. Okay. So those are some of the things that you've got consciously that are in your mind now that I know that you will contemplate as time goes by. And Juana, there is a lot of movement in your dream. There is a lot of release in your dream and recognition and acknowledgement and acceptance in your dream. So we know, and that inevitable ending, you know, the ground falling apart beneath your feet means that the change is well underway, as you already acknowledge. And so consciously, you've got all that happening unconsciously, and consciously you're able to annotate those things that you just picked out there as kind of guides to move forward. And there's other things in this dream that you can listen back to when you listen to the podcast and make notes about what to look to as you go forward, and also that lovely feeling of the strong feminine to feel so confident in that, because, you know, that is what as women we are actually supposed to embody and be. We're supposed to be as strong as you ever need to be simply by being feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And that is an energy to take forward. And then, of course, we need to underline this by doing the dream alchemy that not only emphasizes that good stuff, but also aids to transform any of the other stuff in your unconscious mind that just needs to assist that shift. So at this stage, I'd ask you, would you prefer to do, for dream alchemy, would you prefer a visualization? Would you prefer artwork? Would you prefer writing? What kind of modality works for you?
I would like the visualization.
Yeah.
Yes. I may still do some writing or artwork around it.
That's great. I love that. So some people find visualization really so difficult to do that, you know, that it's not good. And I think art work is also one of the most amazing ways to work with alchemy, because you put heart into it and you do so much. Although you can do little artworks and big artworks, but I think the combination of both is just beautiful. And I get the sense that I don't need to suggest or direct what the artwork would be. You already know that. So we just really want to pick some symbols from your huge dream, and I want to discuss that with you so that we can get a visualization that really feels spot on. And I'll just tell you some things that I feel first, and then see how you feel. I although the phoenix wasn't in the dream, the fact that you mentioned the phoenix, and the phoenix, I don't know if the phoenix is meant to be a male or a female, but, you know, there's all that plumage and beauty as well. And I have a feeling that I'd like to bring the phoenix in there from rising, you know, that sense of rising from the ashes of the fire. I want to focus on, well, my feeling is to focus on the dream of maybe the island but putting yourself at the distance and watching it and seeing fire from your dream. We might even have the three chimneys and seeing the fire, and then we might watch the fire change into fountains of liquid gold. And we might have that liquid gold even float out in a kind of very feminine way, almost as if you were wearing, it would come up to you and almost be like a beautiful gold dress. But what we want to do from that is have that feeling that the gold isn't fire, the gold is what comes from the fire. So I'm having a feeling that, because obviously in alchemy we want to use the symbols from your dream and transform them, so I'm thinking we might have this fire on the island, and then maybe the phoenix somehow rises through the island and comes up, and as the phoenix comes up through the fire, it cools the fire and changes it to liquid flowing gold to make a most beautiful feminine strong dress. So we've then got that feeling of the gold from the alchemy, you know, the ultimate transformation, and then to have you watching on surrounded by this beautiful gold dress, because that to me would give you the feeling of, whether or not you would wear it in real life, would give you that feeling of the strong feminine. I, in being feminine and in wearing this beautiful gold dress, I am all I need to be. Mm-hmm. How does that sound to you?
Very good. The liquid repeatedly kept on coming to my mind as if it was a volcano.
Yeah.
And I was still, the gold being liquid, it was as if it was yellow lava, but I didn't want that because it was still hot and it was still a kind of fire. So I was thinking, how can I put that heat down a little? So I was thinking of making that, because I've never seen liquid gold in my life, and now that I say it, there must exist, but I was thinking more like the air component in the gold, more than the, what I want to say is, sometimes the gold shines and makes sparkles, and sometimes it's like floating little pieces of gold.
Yeah.
So I feel more comfortable with that. More than the liquid.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. So that if we have the phoenix come up through the fire and the phoenix converts the fire into sparkles of gold, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Sparkles. And can we then have those sparkles of gold come towards you and wrap around and create a beautiful sparkling dress?
Yes.
Okay, that's beautiful. All right, okay, so I'm going to go through this now with you, Juana. So what I'm going to get you to do, and I'll tell you when, I'll just describe it first, is I'm going to get you to take three deep breaths on your own. I will hear you do that. Then I'll go through the visualization and I'll ask you to take three deep breaths again, and then we'll talk about it. So are you ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, Juana, closing your eyes and taking three deep breaths in your own time. Okay. And now you're seeing the island in your dream, but somehow it looks quite different, and you can see the three tall chimneys and you can see the fire. But wait, what's different here? You can see the most beautiful phoenix bird. It's as big as the island and it's rising up through the chimneys. And as it rises up, the chimneys disappear. And in place of the fire is the most beautiful, sparkling gold just hanging in the air, and it feels so cool. You can even feel the fresh air breeze of the gold sparkles in the air. And as the bird rises to its full height, and you can see all its beautiful feminine feathers, the little sparkles of gold drift towards you and circle around you and become the most beautiful, graceful, feminine, strong dress any woman could possibly hope to wear. And as you stand there wearing this beautiful gold glittery dress, you feel so strong, so ultimately feminine. And in this feminine, beautiful strength, you have everything you ever need to go through the rest of your life in a beautiful, stunning way. Take three deep breaths. How do you feel, Juana?
Very good.
Okay. Now, as you know, the basics, the essence is done there. And with all Dream Alchemy visualizations, it's really good if you can do that about 20 times a day for 2 weeks. It doesn't have to be 20 different times. You can just go through it two or three times or five times. And you'll find that each time you do it, and although this sounds really amazing, but each time you do it, you'll find that you actually do it faster and faster. And as you go through life, whenever you need it, Juana, even just in a split second, with all that practice at the visualization, at any moment you need it, you'll be able, even in the middle of a big conversation, you'll be able to suddenly click your fingers and feel that beautiful glittery gold dress you're wearing, and everything that means, you'll feel it in your heart, and that will change the way that you respond in any situation and give you that feeling of safety.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for sharing your dream, Juana. And do let me know as time goes by what changes it makes for you, either just talking to me privately or anything you'd like to share with our listeners in the future. Thank you so much for sharing your dream.
Thank you very, very much. I really appreciate your generosity of putting everything online, and it's helping a lot.
Thank you. I'm sure you enjoyed Juana's dream there, and even some of you probably joined in the visualization at the end, which of course was really created for Juana's dream and Juana's transformation and Juana's situation. But there were elements in there that I think, you know, a lot of us can borrow and use in our own lives. And if you've enjoyed and got something from Juana's dream, and I'm sure you all have, please do have a think about sharing the link with friends and acquaintances and other people. We all dream, and you never know as you go about your life and meet people in different circumstances whether those people are curious about their dreams or not. And if you've got something from this, maybe it's worth just sharing the link and putting it out there for other people who may be really intrigued and surprised and enjoy getting something that they can apply to their own dreams as well. Otherwise, remember the websites if you want to either be a guest on the show, just email me if you'd like to be a guest on the show, or if you'd like to consult me separately or become a member, www.dream.net.au or www.janeteresa.com or Facebook. The next show, episode 131, will come out on the 19th of October 2012. If you're listening back through these, this is 2012. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. Have a wonderful 4 weeks, and I'll talk to you again on the 19th of October. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one at lifestylepodnetwork.com.